Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Nathan Brown, Emma Lawrence, Ryan Gerla, Tony Squires, and the most important, of course, right now, it's Kevin Walters. Kevin, g'day.
Oh, dear, that's very kind of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, of course you weren't. I haven't spoken to you, I think, since your appointment. Congratulations, just from me personally.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Now, look, so, everyone knows how excited I am about the post and how long I've sort of been working to try and get myself into this position, and we're here now, so... Yeah, it's very exciting, mate. Very grateful for the opportunity as well.
Now, before we get into that, let's just go to the news of the day. You were working for Fox last night, the game. What did you make of that performance from the Storm? They were impressive, huh?
Oh, they're always impressive this time of the year, the Storm. And just looking at some of their numbers in the last 10 years, don't go back 2 or 3 years, go 10 years, they've been an outstanding club. And, you know, with the week off, Bellamy and his team of support staff and coaching staff and everyone involved in the club, for that matter, they just get it right when it matters, don't they? And the week off for me, in this, particularly in this competition at the moment, is a huge advantage, and they use that to their advantage. They look fresh, and even in the warm up, just watching them live, you know, I was fortunate to be at the stadium last night and to watch them warm up, and you can just see the energy coming out of all of them in the warm up, which then exploded onto the field.
And, Kevy, we loved watching on the TV and seeing in the paper this morning that great picture of Cam getting chaired off. What was it like to be there and witness that?
Oh, it was fantastic. 35,000 or 37,000 Queenslanders there last night. They had to open the gates to get them all in, as everyone's aware of. And then Cameron was replaced with about 5 minutes to go from the far side of the field in the eastern stand. So he had to sort of walk half around the stadium. By the time he got to the dead ball line, everyone was sort of standing up and cheering and applauding him, which was, you know, rightly so. He's been a master of Suncorp Stadium. His record there is better than any Broncos player. So they did it well again last night. It was great to see him head off into the, you know, well, I'm not sure if he'll be back next year, but if that's his last performance at Suncorp, well, it's one to be remembered, isn't it?
Did you get chaired off at any point, Kevy?
I did, but there was a hole in the seat and I fell through it. So,
Hey, Kevy. Hey, we turn our attention now to the other prelim, Panthers versus the Rabbitohs. Who do you like?
I'm going to stick with the Panthers. I think a lot of people have been waiting for them to fall over, but from what I've seen, and again last night reiterated to me, that week off is all important. I know Souths are in great touch as well, so they won't have it all their own way. And but I just feel the Panthers have been the best team all year, and I don't see why that's going to change tonight. I mean, they've just got that bond amongst them. You see in that young faces, they don't care what's in front of them. They just want to get the ball and run hard and make their tackles, which is what the game is, and they're doing it better than most.
Kevy, well, now you're in charge of the Bronx, will my great mate Gordy Tallis be strolling around training again?
He's already grabbed his locker. He wants a set of keys for the locker. Set of keys for the gym. I don't know what the gym's for because he won't use it. I've seen the size of Big Gordy. No, but look, Gordy's always, you know, we're good mates, as you are with him, Brownie, and he's really happy, I guess, more so than anyone for me and everything. And, you know, I know he's got some links with the Titans, but we'll be using the Big GT as much as we can. I love his passion for the game and also, you know, for Queensland when I was there is a big help for me in that regard. And also now we'll get some leverage out of him. Brownie, don't worry about that, mate.
Good on you, mate.
Speaking of Queensland, we just spoke to Dobbo. Mal Meninga coming on board in terms of that group of coaching alongside Wayne Bennett. What are your thoughts?
Well, it just shows the big hole that I left. They had to fill it with a couple of times. that's a pretty good wrap on me, I reckon. Now I leave and they replace me with head coaches. Like, how good am I going? Meninga and Bennett. The great circle of origin. No, I'm pretty happy with that, to be honest.
I reckon you should be going back into the Bronx now and just explaining to them what your value is, Kevin, and getting the pay rise.
Just skyrocket, I can tell you. we get our first win next year, I'll be straight into that office, into Paul White's office, and there we go. Look, I think it's absolutely amazing for Queensland, for those young Queensland kids who haven't had the opportunity. You know, let's get it real here. I think only DCE, and I think he's the only surviving member that's been coached by Mal, and certainly Wayne Bennett's coaching. Well, he'll have Jaden Sewer and Dane Gagai, but apart from that, he wouldn't have coached too many of those guys, maybe Jai Arrow and a couple of others, but a lot of those younger players, it's going to be a great experience. Not only the Origin experience, but also the fact that they'll get the opportunity to be coached by, you know, one of the great coaches of all time in Wayne Bennett, and one of the, well, the best ever Origin coach in Mel Meninga.
Kevin, what about the Queensland side? When I look at the Queensland pack this year, I look at, you know, the emergence of Lindsay Collins, who's now sort of rattled up his 40 or 50 games. Jaden Sewer, in my opinion, has been one of the form back rows in the competition and brings great leg speed. Big Tino's been one of the form players, young forwards in the competition too. I look at Queensland's pack, and I think it's going to be better than what you've been fielding the last couple of years, just on the leg speed and youth.
Well, this day has been coming, Brandon. That's why I was so disappointed to have to leave the post. I mean, these young Queenslanders that are coming through are very exciting. It's a new era for Queensland. And, you know, watching Big Tino rip in last night, I mean, you know, let's not forget David Fifita's, he's not available either. So there's a great young batch. Lindsay Collins has been in a great system at the Roosters. You know, these young, and Papali, well, I think it's from a selfish point of view for Queensland, I think it's great that Josh will get a week off and freshen up into Origin 1, because, at the, you know, going into last night's game, he was the best front rower in the game. So in great hands. And then you throw in DCE and even AJ Brimson at fullback. His last 14 games, well, he just picks himself. And Kalen, I know, will be missing. But AJ Brimson is the equal of anyone at the moment in the game in the fullback jumper.
And you know Ben Hunt probably better than most, Kevy. You know, just watching Ben Hunt play, I feel that him playing with a Cherry Evans, if Wayne does play him at six, I think that'll suit him having, say, a real game controller in Cherry Evans, just letting him play footy. Do you agree with that? Or?
Oh, 100%, yeah. You know, everyone knows how I feel about Benny Hunt. Not using any coach that I'll be, any team that I'll be coaching for Queensland, he'd be in there somewhere. It'll be 9, 6, 7 or 14. And I think he'll bring great value, possibly in the 14 jumper, if Munster gets through next week's grand final. And even if he doesn't, in that six jersey, you're right, Brandon, he's a player. He's a very competitive player. And I just remember what he did last year. He hasn't played hooker for some years, and he played every minute of the three Origins last year, and just put his body on the line for Queensland. And to me, that summarises what type of person that Benny is, yeah.
He won't have to do it this year. He won't have to do it this year. Sorry, Kevy, you got a couple of good number nines coming through. Obviously, hopefully Jake gets an opportunity at some point. And then Harry Grant, what have you made of his season?
Oh, both terrific. I mean, Jake's been waiting in the wings, hasn't he, for a long time. He was injured, you know, last year through the Origin Series and the year before. So, I mean, he brings great experience, which, you know, to that team at the moment, that's what they need. You know, if you've got the likes, you know, of Josh Papali and Jake, you know, out in the middle where it really matters with that experience, I think that's gold for Queensland. And, you know, I truly hope that he gets his opportunity. I know that he will at some stage throughout the series, and I believe that'll be, you know, in game one. And Harry Grant, well, he's the future of the Maroons, isn't he? Mm. Two great, good ones. An older guy that's finally getting his opportunity, and a younger one that we know has got the ability to be there for 10 years.
And Kevy, a bit left field, but as a Tigers fan, I've got to ask, how's Billy travelling in his recovery from that ACL injury?
Yeah, no, he's going along okay. He got the brace off a couple of weeks ago, so a steady improvement for Billy. He's got a long road in front of him. He hopes to be back for the Tigers, I think, possibly round three or round four. So we'll see how that all goes. But, that'll be interesting next year when we come up against the Tigers. He might have been through a little bit of a special treatment, that Billy Ryan.
And just quickly, Kevy, I know, I mean, the feet under the desk for the Broncos, I mean, there's clearly got to be some, you know, tough and interesting calls that you're going to make over the next little while.
Yeah, don't officially start till the 1st of December. But under my desk, it's a bit hard to get my feet because Alan Lang is underneath there. So I've got to get rid of him first, and then we can get on get some serious stuff going. But no, look, I'm really excited about it. We have had some talks, and I've been in there the last, you know, couple of weeks sparingly, trying to sort out our roster as well as all of our coaching staff next year. And we're nearly there with it all, so a little bit of work to do. And then we'll have a short rest. When I say rest, we'll be watching that Origin series with a whole lot of passion for Queensland, and then back into pre-season training. So it's all looking good for the Wilders household, I can tell you.
Well, Kevy, always great to talk to you. Thanks so much for sparing some time for us.
No worries. Great. Thanks for having me. Good on you. And Brownie.
Kevy.
Back off, Brownie. Back off. Back it right off. All right.
See you, pal.
See you, mate. Bye-bye.
I love it. There he is, Kevy Wilders.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.